But I want to bring you a regular segment we've been bringing you on ABC Sunshine Coast called Roving Renee. Renee was born with Down syndrome, and she's a Sunshine Coast local determined to prove that people with a disability can make a positive difference in our community. She's also a passionate storyteller. She's got a blog and would like to become a journalist. With the guidance of her mentor, Michelle Dalton, and ABC Sunshine Coast, she's well on her way to achieving her desires. In this interview, she speaks with Tara Hurd from Nambour. Tara was hit by a four-wheel drive in 1997 as she crossed a road on the way to music class in Burnside. She was in hospital for over a year and now lives with an acquired brain injury. Now, Tara spoke to Renee about how she was going at school before the accident changed her life.
Okay, I was one of the top in my class at the time and the youngest in my class. My teacher was Mrs. Robin Sugden, but we called her Mrs. Loggun. I used to play the piano and was heading off after my music lesson, which used to be held near the mill. I went across the road and that's when I was hit by a four-wheel drive. I guess because I don't remember. My parents need to be here to tell you more. I was in hospital for 1 year and I had to learn slowly how to eat, drink, speak, walk and talk and so on. Actually, learning to drink was a hard one because I was always coughing and I was left with a plug or second belly button for my food. But even today, drinking from a cup takes time and concentration. And that is 22 years on as I just turned 33 last December.
I can't imagine how hard it has been for you, Tara, and I feel sad it had to happen to you.
Well, Renee, I don't know what to say except I am very grateful I am still here and I have made it my business to rebuild my life because I have been able to be a photographic model for a few months, an actor for a few years.
That was Roving Renee speaking with Tara about the time that she was going to school before the accident that changed her life. Now, Tara has a few hidden party tricks that she spoke to Renee about. In this part two, you'll hear about Tara's love for rock and roll music, what an acquired brain injury has done to her life, stories from a recent holiday, and how she likes to secretly think of herself as a mermaid.
Well, I tell people I have a mermaid's tail cut off because I have a very long scar on my left femur where surgeons inserted a metal plate. Truth is I love swimming and perhaps I am a mermaid. Don't know there. I recently went on a cruise with my mum to Noumea, New Caledonia, Maori, Vanuatu and other islands like Phi Island.
What was the best thing about the cruise?
Oh, the pool, the ocean and getting off at the islands and exploring and walking around them.
I know you have difficult walking, so I am wondering how you manage on the ship and the islands.
I'd like to put up with it. I just don't think about it. I just get around. I have quite an issue with stability, that is true. and a permanent tremor in my right arm. I try not to focus on what I cannot do well, but on what I can.
Tara, for people who don't know what an ABI is, could you explain?
ABI means acquired brain injury, which means I was born without an injury of any and suffered one due to an accident in my case.
Now, I think we share a passion because I love going to concerts. As everyone who know me knows, and that same birdie reminds me love music, dance and concerts too. So where have you been?
Oh, too many I can't remember. Bon Jovi numerous times, Matt Fox 20, Bruce Springsteen, AC/DC and others. I just love seeing them live. It is one of my passions.
Thank you, Tara, for letting us know more about you and your amazing life. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and good luck with your creative projects, swimming, acting, and of course, see you at Gov. Please remember me when you're famous.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Over and out. Roving Renee, ABC Sunshine Coast Radio.
Oh, she is fabulous. They are fabulous. Roving Renee speaking with her friend Tara Hurd from Nambour about that tragic accident where she was hit by a four-wheel drive on a road as she crossed to a music class in Burnside. Living with an acquired brain injury, not letting it hold her back in the least. And, Renee's just going for it with her own career. It's just great hearing them get together and chat about their mutual loves of acting, dance and music. 3 minutes now to the latest in ABC News at 11. Conversations coming for you soon with Hamish McDonald, and his guest today is Dorothy Hoddenott. Dorothy grew up in Sydney in the 1930s. Her mum designed the lamps for the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Dorothy's dad had been one of the first people to enlist for World War I, and he'd left school early. Both her parents had high expectations for Dorothy. Although she dreamed of becoming an archaeologist, she eventually chose to study teaching. And one of her first jobs was in a poor area of outer London, where the kids were expected to go on to factory work or become farmhands. Much to the chagrin of the other teachers, Dorothy took the students to the grand public libraries of central London and to the Tate Gallery. Like Dorothy, later she became a principal of a school in Sydney, and more than half the students at Holroyd High had come to Australia as refugees, and most didn't speak English at home. Dorothy threw out the Herculean list of school rules and replaced them with a one-page list about respect. And then she helped hundreds of children born in places like Iraq, Afghanistan and Lebanon find a way to university and to promising careers of their own. Dorothy Hoddenott is Hamish McDonald's guest in conversation this morning, right after the news at 11 here on ABC Sunshine Coast. And that just sounds like an absolutely fabulous conversation.
We are one.
Every Aussie has a story about the ABC. Just ask Guy Pearce.
I turn on Radio National every morning, watch ABC every night. All the news that I'm after, all the current affairs that I'm after, any lifestyle programs that I want to watch. The ABC is the voice that I want to hear.
Share your stories at abc.net.au/yours.
ABC, it's yours.
Nearly time for me to head out of here. We're in for a shower or two on the coast. We've had some of that around this morning. A 60% chance of 1 to 5 millimetres. Those large and powerful surf conditions remain hazardous for coastal activities. We've got winds in a southeasterly direction, I should say, 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, and staying showery with those large, dangerous surf conditions in place for tomorrow as well. For Gympie and the Cooloola coast, a possible shower around 28. The same for tomorrow, 29, and Wednesday is expected to get to 29 degrees. Just take it easy if you're heading down the coast to look at those big seas and wild and windy conditions. Stay safe and stay away from the water. Annie Gaffney's my name. I'll catch you tomorrow.